Hello everyone and welcome to our new episode of Toonami Therapy. Today on June 17th, 2021, I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we are here to, as usual, try to bring a little spice to your life. Go off on a lot of tangents. Say a bunch of crazy stuff. Have no idea how to close out the podcast properly. And along the way, talk a bit about some of the anime we've been watching. Some of which is on Toonami. Alrighty then. So, let's see. First, has there been any new Toonami news? I just realized I didn't check like I normally do. Did they announce anything exciting?
The only announcement I've seen is about Slime starting its second season, or second half of its second season soon. July 8th, I think it was.
Okay, so, yeah, we've got Slime. We'll figure out what we'll do about that, I guess. In the meantime, there is a small bit of a, of something, apparently. Remember how they, do you remember how they said they were going to have, like, Uzumaki
on Toonami?
Yeah, apparently it's been delayed, although it was announced back in 2019, so, I just glanced at this Toonami. This is usually how I check for news, this Toonami message board as part of another site. But someone's saying on GameFAQs, Game FAQs, and someone's like was just saying it's been delayed into 2022, and someone says it's still not canceled. Okay, so anyway, back to the actual stuff that we watched. We are on episode 94 of My Hero Academia. So, the sort of matchup thing continues between the Class A and the Class B team. And a bunch of stuff happened, and then Class B wins.
Yeah. This match, that is, right?
Yeah, this match. They're still, I don't know if they're doing a best out of whatever, but they won this one.
Yeah, they should. They should make it a best of seven series, you know? Yeah, I was actually surprised because I expected some miraculous comeback by Team A, and we never got that. So that was a little surprising. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a more interesting battle than the previous one. I'll definitely say that. Well, this episode was. The previous episode wasn't so interesting because it spent so much of it on a bunch of flashbacks by Hawk Shadow Guy.
Mm-hmm.
This episode also made me realize, wow, I've been misspelling Yayorozu's name this whole time. I thought it was I thought it would. There were, I don't know. I thought there was a extra Y in there that there wasn't. I thought it was Yayoyorozu, but it's Yayorozu. Yeah, I don't know. I thought I got it mixed up, and then I saw it. And I'm like, oh, that's how it's done, written, huh? Okay, because they even like wrote it out in English on the screen.
Why couldn't they just call her Momo?
I mean, sometimes she gets called Momo. Sometimes Yayorozu. Zoo, although as you noted, Todoroki keeps saying her full name.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was basically the episode. Don't really have too much to say about it.
Yeah, I didn't have much to say about it either. It was okay, I guess.
Okay. So, we're on Dr. Stone episode 29. So, now that they've made the sort of automobile thing, last episode I might have said they made a tank. No, it was more of just kind of a car. But this episode they turn it into a tank. they've got that, and now they're going to take it to, with the idea of, we're going to use it to burst in and rescue Chrome. Except, Tsukasa actually has figured out they're going to do that, so he set up anti-tank traps and stuff for them. Which
how do you get anti-tank technology whenever, you know, that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, wasn't it really just a matter of making, like, some concealed pits?
Yeah, I guess.
So the tank would go over it and then, you know, would get stuck or fall in because of that. So Chrome realizes, oh no, this is bad. But then he decides, wait a minute, I should actually do something. And, well, whatever that thing is, we don't know yet. But he's going to apparently be more proactive.
Well, that's good. After just sitting around for all this time, now he thinks he's going to do something.
I mean, hopefully he will do something. Remember how Bleach had that after Orihime got captured by Aizen? There's that big thing where he's thinking, I'm going to destroy the whatever that thing was that Aizen had that was important to her plans, and that never went anywhere whatsoever. She's just imprisoned and gets rescued. Yay.
Yeah.
When are we going to get the next season of Bleach? Seriously. So this was a pretty fun episode of Dr. Stone, I thought. We had some, I guess, fun stuff. We got to see cool science stuff, which is really, I mean, that's kind of the show's trademark now, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, did you have anything else to say?
No, I thought this was a pretty good episode. Not really much else to say, though.
All right. So then we got Food Wars, episode 53.
I think you better do this one because I was so tired on Sunday or Saturday night that I have a hard time remembering what happened here.
Okay, so Soma is up against Hayama, who has joined the Council of Ten or the Elite Ten or whatever they're called, and they have to make bear meat. Soma tries to make bear meat, and it smells really bad. So they decide, to figure that out, they need to get like the right kind of spices on it. So Soma is struggling to do that. Then they decide to. I don't know. Why don't we go and look at bear habitats for inspiration? Which apparently worked, because he figures out something. We also hear the word gamey a whole lot.
Yeah, which I still don't understand what it means. It's like the dictionary definition says, well, gamey is stuff that smells like game. And it's like, well, that didn't really help me all that much.
It means game as in, like, you know, game animals, you know, like when people, like, you know, hunting for game. It's not really a term you hear much.
What even does that smell like? You know, like you could describe certain smells as like sweet or bitter or something like that. It's just saying, oh, this is just the smell of animals, which, you know, doesn't really describe it very well, you know?
Yeah. Well, the really weird thing is, I don't think the episode ever, maybe I missed something, but does it ever even define what the term was meant? It seems like they just started using it.
Yeah.
So anyway, he gets inspiration and they start to make progress. And then Hayama shows up and says, oh yeah, well, I'm just here to, I don't know, I guess try to increase the suspense by showing you how good my spice thing already is.
I was wondering, maybe that gamey thing is something that wasn't there in the original Japanese, you know? Like, maybe they said a different word and it didn't really have a good translation, you know?
Possibly. Let me, let's see. Well, when I look up gamey on a Japanese dictionary, it does pull up something for gamey taste, yummy. So let me see what that translates, if I put that in directly to something. That one, that seems to just translate into being, at least when I look at the Google Translate for whatever that's worth, it just says it translates it as game. As in, you know, like, hang on. I put it in and I thought it was Chinese, not Japanese. Let me switch over the language to Japanese. Now it doesn't even recognize what it is. So, I don't know what they said in the original Japanese. That could be interesting to look up. Oh, maybe I should have looked up and see what the subbed version said, because those tend to be a little more literal. But anyway, that's what we've got there. We learned a new word. Too bad we're past the SATs and ACTs. Maybe it'll be on like a game show if we're ever on one. All right, anything else?
I just like the idea of you and I being on a game show together. What would we be best at doing? You know, maybe the $100,000 pyramid, you know?
I don't even know how I do on most of those things. I'd probably be the guy who decides to take the $1,000 check on the $2,000 check on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'd be like, no, there's no reason to take the $1,000, because once you're at that point, if you get it wrong, you still get the $1,000, right? Or do you right. have to, or do you, yeah, so just guess on that one, and then for the $2,000, give up. Yeah,
I have once been on a game show at a anime convention where we played Concentration, and I was
did any saw... did the person who cheated have to lose 5 points?
Yeah, I solved it really fast, but then they put in a bonus game, and I screwed up in the bonus game, but I did win. I did win. It just took until the very end when it should have only taken a couple seconds. No cheating, no need to lose 5 points like Fujiwara, whose last name, by the way, is getting used a lot more. Yeah. Speaking of last names, it's like all last names right now in Kaguya-sama, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, game shows. Yeah, maybe I should actually try to get on a game show. I don't know which one. I'd probably be pretty bad at them, but maybe not necessarily worse than some of the people who are on it.
Well, you have to be a big personality to get on these shows. Because that's all they want. All they want are people who look good and act crazy. And, you and I probably wouldn't make the cut. I did try to get on The Price is Right. I got on TV, but I didn't get picked. So...
I was on TV once. This is actually kind of, I got to be a featured like, I was only on screen for 1 second because they were, like, I don't know, filming some stuff near a school and I was on it. I got to be on a report about worries about child molestation at schools.
Oh, man.
I was, like, on there for, like, one. They were just at the school and I was just briefly on there. And I was like, oh, wow. So, I was on the news.
Well, how were you... Like, what reason were you on there?
They were just outside the school, and they were just, like, videotaping some stuff. And I was just walking on the sidewalk, and I see these people, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And they're saying, oh, we're recording something for the news. And I'm like, oh. And so, yeah, I was on it for, maybe it wasn't at schools. Now, I think there was something about it was something about there being a convicted sexual offender who was somewhere... moved into the neighborhood or something. I can't remember the specifics. It's a long time. I just remember it was something kind of icky like that. But when I was a kid, I was just like, I'm on the news. Like, I wasn't, like, I need to stress this. I was on it for like maybe 1 second. I didn't say anything. I was just walking and there were other kids there also, but I was so excited about that. Right, so I think that was the only time I was ever actually on the news, from my understanding. And actually, my mother was in the newspaper once, and this was actually, I'm sorry, it's so off topic even for us, but this was kind of funny. So she was in there and she was talking about how, I can't remember, it was something about college dorms and how they were like, co-ed and stuff. And she was like trying to say, oh, it doesn't really matter whether you're like male or female there. The problem was, and this is what she was quoted as saying, sex doesn't matter in college. And it made it sound like she was actually talking about the act. But because she used that term. See, this is why I use gender. To avoid that connotation. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I don't know. Well, do you have any fun anecdotes to say about being in the news?
I was once on TV for a brief time when they were showing people getting autographs from a baseball player. So, yeah. I've gotten to sit at a news desk as they've been. I've been able to sit at a news desk while the news was being given, but never appear on screen. Like, they've got the news desk there, and there's like four chairs. So I'm sitting in one on the end, and the other two people next to me are doing the whole report. And I'm sitting there the whole time, but you would never know it. No one ever knew that I was there. So, yeah, that's my history.
Okay. So, now that we've gotten... through that, I guess we will, I don't know if you have anything to really say about the Promised Neverland, because we did actually watch, that, so, I'll just say quick, they're decided, we're going to go and save the other kids and stuff, and then Isabella / like mom shows up and she's bad, except she turns out she's good, which happened kind of abruptly, but it was kind of abrupt in the manga also, because they put the actually pretty interesting story about her turn in a side story that was released afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're doing that, and so yeah, the bad guy who I think was, who hasn't really gotten much, is like, oh, well, he seems to have lost. And that's basically the episode, really. It really has the feeling of, we've got two episodes left. Let's hurry this through.
Yeah. Is there going to be a season 3?
oh no, there's not going to be a season three. It reaches, this season skipped through or skipped over a lot of stuff in the manga because apparently they just really wanted to end it with this season.
Mm-hmm.
This episode
doesn't feel like the end of it to me, but yeah.
Well, it concludes in the next episode.
Okay.
Yeah, one last thing to notice, and people took notice of this. Unlike all the previous episodes, this, and for that matter, the next one, doesn't have a written by credit. And people are speculating, wow, did the person who write it just dislike it so much they didn't want their name on it? Okay. So then we move on to Black Clover episode 154. So the guy who's the vice captain of the Golden Dawn, Langris, there's all like these talks about how Yuno might replace him. So he decides, well, I'm going to fight against Yuno, and the loser has to quit, which was actually a plan for him to try, and you plan to intentionally lose, but then, because he just wanted an excuse, but then Yuno makes him fight for real, and Yuno still manages to win. So he's just, so then Langris is like, well, I'm off, see y'all later. And everyone's like, no, you don't have to. And he's like, well, I don't know, filler. Except it's not really filler, because this kind of happened in the manga, I think, but it's not, but, the point is, I'm not here, and that's basically the episode.
Yeah. funny story about this episode. Man, I pushed my body to the limit and paid for it because I do not remember anything that happened during this episode, even though I watched the whole thing. I even made comments on it. I commented on it, but somehow, yeah, I guess that's what I get for trying to stay up until whatever 2:30 or whatever time it is. So next time I'm going to try to be smarter about it and go to bed around 1:30 if that's possible.
Okay. All right. So I said that I thought this was the end of the filler. Well, it's the end of the season, but a quick glance, at least at the Black Clover Wiki, indicates we still have 3 episodes of filler left. I say this specifically just because on a lot of these like anime wikis, they have, if you look at the episodes, it'll have a nice thing where it tells you which chapters of the manga it adapted. So I'm looking at the next 3 and none of them list any of that. But then episode 158 says chapter. So the next 3 must be filler stuff. And then after that, it gets back to adapting the manga stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've gotten there with that. So I'm not exactly, so we've still got a bit of filler left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately. So that's Black Clover. I mean, at least this one I know had some importance, because I know Langris is no longer the vice captain after the time skipping the manga. So this at least related to that sort of thing rather than just being, well, some stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's Black Clover. Now that we're done with our Toonami stuff, we're on to Baka and Test episode 10.
Okay, so I do remember this one, but there isn't really much to say because all that really happens is that a whole bunch of the people lose things, and then they have to get them out with a key and a code, and they're able to get the key, but then the other guy gets the code, and then he's going to cheat. So then Yoshi and Man, what's his name?
Isn't it Ray something? Ragey, Rage, or something like that?
Yeah. Let me just type it in here. I'll get it in just a second. Oh, computer locked up. No, I can't figure out what his name was.
Oh, I found it. Yuji?
Yuji, yeah, that's it.
I got the G part right, at least.
Yeah, they go and they have something where they basically get back at the guy. I don't know. I didn't understand that very well. But most of the episode was just the usual gags. Which makes me wonder, like, how the second season is going to be able to... because we've got the same gags over and over, so I'm like, they gotta come up with something new for the second season, I hope. But it was pretty funny, but not that memorable to me, so I just think it was okay, you know.
Yeah, some of the jokes were kind of funny. Some of them I thought were a little annoying. But what they are get back on him. So what happened was they ended up with a bunch of their stuff being in the safe with all the tests, and they want to get it back. So they team up with I can't remember his name. What was it? Let me even check just to see what it was. Kyoji Nomoto, apparently. And he says, hey, I'll help you out. If you figure out this part, I'll figure out this part into breaking. So they do it and everyone gets their stuff. But he just did it because he wanted to look at the test to cheat, which they get indignant about and are annoyed at it. Yuji and Yoshi do is they decide, hey, if we take the test stuff and spread and make it so that everyone knows it, then they'll have to change it, and then and this guy won't be able to cheat on it because they'll have changed the questions. And yeah, so that was what that was about.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, not that really much else to say. Which is kind of the recurring theme, I guess, for this week, it seems. Which is maybe why we're going off on even more of the tangents, but...
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the best week, except for what we're about to get to.
All right. So we've got Kaguya-sama, Love is War, Episode 10. So... Basically, we end up with, the first two are connected, which is that Kaguya is really annoyed about the whole thing before, because she's, where if you might remember, because she was basically delirious, she dragged Shirogane into, like, while she was in bed, into the bed. You know, with nothing sexual happening, but he ends up just kind of falling asleep there, and then she gets annoyed when she finds that out. But then when it turns out, oh, he didn't do anything, it seemed, she's still annoyed because it meant that he didn't do anything. So the first bit is weird, is argument stuff between them. The second one is when both of them are trying to get advice from other people who give them not very good advice.
You skipped over the whole cake thing.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I meant when I was saying they were arguing about
it. Yeah, the cake thing was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
It took like a whole hour to...
Basically, they were arguing over who gets the cake, with each insisting the other should, based on, like, something they said, like, half a year ago. And so then Chica comes in and she misinterprets the whole thing and thinks they each want the cake, so she just eats it herself. Right. So then, so in the second one, then Jirogane admits, well, I actually did touch your lips briefly with my finger, and which actually makes her happy. So that cures that up. And then the last one is just one about them trying to figure out where they should be going on their summer vacation.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing that's going to lead us to the swimsuit episode of this season, because there's always a swimsuit episode. So, yeah.
Well, it does mention that they're going to have like a summer vacation episode next week. I do like the fact they're more going into each other. I've mentioned that before, but they are managing to try to, you know, have more continuity within episodes and between episodes.
Yeah, oh. I like that.
Oh, just for the record, when they say summer vacation, this isn't between years. In Japan, summer vacation occurs in the middle of the semester. The semester break occurs, I can't remember exactly, but I think it's like around like February or March or something. Mm-hmm. The summer break is much shorter there than in the United States, and it occurs midway through the year. Kind of more like our spring break, I think.
Okay.
So that was Kaguya-sama. The cake thing was funny. I think I did like the part where they're trying to get advice on what to do from people. And, first both of them say, well, I'm not asking about myself. I'm asking for a friend. And neither of them believe it. One interesting thing that happened, I don't know if you noticed this, but midway through their explanation, they basically stop even pretending it's a friend and just start saying I. Yeah. When describing it. So, yeah, that was good. I especially liked, I can't remember his name, the sort of like more mopey kid. He was kind of just how he goes on these big rant stuff. Like if she was a character in a romance manga, she'd have black hair and a small chest.
Yep. Yeah, I thought this was a very funny week of Kaguya-sama, so yeah.
Okay. So that's our episodes then. I guess we can move into any top three discussion.
Go ahead.
For me, this is a little bit of a weird one, but I was actually surprised by the amount I liked it. I'll give the third to My Hero Academia. Which is weird because I remember complaining about the arc, but I don't know. I just like this episode. Second place would be Dr. Stone, and then first would be Kaguya-sama.
Surprisingly, mine is very similar, but third place for me would be Baka and Tess. Second place would be Dr. Stone, and first place by Mao would be Kaguya-sama. Food Wars got hurt by the fact that I was half asleep through it. But honestly, this wasn't all that exciting of an episode. It gets better as it goes along, but this particular episode, this is what I always complained about Food Wars, is that there's too much food and not enough wars. And that's what this episode was.
Yeah, I remember not liking this thing against Hayama that much in the manga when I read it. I can't remember why. I just remember I didn't particularly like it. And I mostly remember that also because I know a lot of other people didn't like it either. Like, to the point where the author actually made a comment about that on Twitter, kind of like, not like directly, just said something like, this was a hard, this thing against Hayama was hard to write, and it seems it was hard on the readers too. So, I'm going to be more interested once we finish with this, because I seem to remember it getting more interesting afterwards. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you mentioned to me that there's some stuff you wanted to talk about the convention last week, but you forgot to mention. So, if you want to do that now.
Yeah, so this is the reason I wanted to bring this up, because I thought you'd find this amusing. But apparently, one of the people doing a panel was pretty much the world's biggest Overlord fan. And, I mean, this person was obsessed with Overlord, and she wasn't cosplaying, but she was acting as if she was in cosplay. If you're sitting there, like, you'd be like, huh? But she thought herself as Saltier, or whatever the name of that one character is. Saltier, I think.
Oh, and there's a character named Saltier, but, like, the sort of vampire one?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay.
She was acting like her, even though she wasn't in cosplay, and, like, she would talk about someone who cosplays as Ainz, but it was like she, like, thought of that person as being the actual Ainz, and she kept on calling him my lord. So, like, she would be talking, and she'd always refer to this person as my lord, and, it was so weird. And she said that she usually has her children and her husband and herself, like, all dressed as Overlord characters, which, you know, that didn't seem too weird, but the way she was, like, acting like this person was actually Ainz, it was really weird. But she was like, she had to have been the biggest Overlord fan that exists, because she's just like, she loves it so much. So I thought you'd find that amusing, given that you ranked it as the worst show of last year.
And it still was decent. It wasn't terrible, at least. So that which kind of shows how good I thought that year was for what we watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Overlord actually had a new volume come out fairly recent. Last year in November, although it had one. Yeah, the volumes are coming out at a reasonable pace. I don't know why I phrased it like that, though. It looks like, yeah, the ones in English are kind of behind, so you're not going to get that most recent one until November of this year. But yeah, that's out. Speaking of, didn't they announce a fourth season? Yeah, they did.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, they announced a fourth season. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, so that was interesting. Yeah, well, now we're on that point I mentioned at the start of the episode where we end up flailing and trying to find a way to conclude the episode properly.
Yeah.
So, I won't even be trying, but we'll try to do better next time.
Bye.